Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we want to bring in Lars Peterson. Is it Peterson or Patterson?
You can use it both ways.
Okay, well, I like Patterson because it makes me think of hockey. So we're going to have Lars Peterson, Vineyard Wind CEO. The company recently won the Park City Wind bid for 804 MWs of its offshore wind power in Connecticut. Congratulations. When did you find out the good news?
Yeah, we found it out yesterday morning, so that was a great day for the whole team. It's a project we've been working on for more than a year, so we were very excited that we were selected as the winner.
Lars, where exactly will, because it's going to be a fairly massive, you know, collection of turbines, where exactly will this be, and will it be visible from the shore?
Yeah, that's a good question. It is actually a large project. It's roughly around one-seventh of Connecticut's total electricity load.
Yeah,
so producing power for 400,000 households. They will be built off the coast of Massachusetts in what is called the federally designated lease block. So the federal government has leased a piece of the seabed for us, and it will be so far out to sea that you can't see it anywhere from the Connecticut coastline.
What do you think, Lars, it was about your bid that enabled you to win the bidding? What do you think that you guys put in there that influenced the state to go the way it did?
We put together a very strong bid. We focused on two main areas. One is that we wanted to prove that you could deliver clean energy, but also deliver it in a very affordable way. So we have delivered a very competitive price that will save ratepayers money. But also what we have done in also naming the project Park City Wind is that we have worked a lot to open up Bridgeport Harbor for new installation for this industry. This is an industry that is really kicking off all along the Eastern Seaboard. It's projected that more than $100 billion is going to be spent in this industry over the next 10 years. We're a marine construction industry, basically, and we're in short supply of ports. So we have worked hard to develop a plan to open up part of Bridgeport Harbor so that it can participate in this industry. So we will create a construction site and a long-term service base there. And we have also, in Seymour, Connecticut, teamed up with a company called Keyride, one of the oldest cable manufacturing companies in the world, to give them an avenue to get into this new industry, producing cables for offshore wind farms. So I think those were the strong points of our bid.
Did anybody, and you just mentioned a few minutes ago, where you're locating the turbine field, was there any objection from people in the area expressing the concern that I did? Because I know that for that thing off Martha's Vineyard, I think it was, or was it Nantucket, there were a lot of people that were upset because it spoiled the view. It sounds to me like you addressed that.
Yeah, I think that project 10 years ago failed because at that time when it was planned, the technology was not so advanced, so you had to be relatively close to shore. These newer projects are 15 miles or further offshore, so they are not visible at all. Okay. And the federal government in 2015 leased a number of areas of the seabed south of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, but so far offshore that they are hardly visible from the shoreline and certainly not from the Connecticut shoreline.
Now that you've won the project, when does the now that you've won the bidding, I should say, Lars, what's the next step to get the project up and going?
Yeah, so the plan within the next 12 hours is to celebrate with the team. It was a very
there you
day,
go. We can be there to help with that. We're good at that.
We're good bartenders.
Talk about that afterwards. And but on a practical level, we have to negotiate what is called the power purchase agreement with the state. So they have given us a award, but we have to find the contract. But on a very practical level, we are going to build up our team in Connecticut, in Bridgeport, and we will immediately start designing and engineering the new port facility in Bridgeport so that it's ready for the project to get built.
How many people will it take to get this project off the ground?
It will take roughly what we calculated in job years, so one man working 1 year, but more than this, 3,000 jobs will be created, job years will be created off this project.
Wow.
All right.
Pretty good stuff. Hey, Lars, congratulations.
Yeah.
We congratulate you on that. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, as the project is going. Lars Pettersson, CEO of Vineyard Wind, who have won the bid for the offshore wind power in Connecticut. Thanks, Lars. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
I bet they can have a good time.
That's great. Oh, those guys, he sounds like he's a sweet or something. You could celebrate. Knows how they know how to knock it down.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.